And as Susan was saying, even if you didn't have a good example of a father or don't have a good relationship with the natural father, spiritual fathers are there for you, especially in the body of Christ. And here's the beauty of it is Paul's anointing was so he had all confidence to send Timothy in his stead to minister to somebody. It would be just like his that Paul was going there, even though Paul would be in jail or something. You know what I'm saying? So it's a very powerful thing for us to see. And I know you know this, but I think it's good for us to remember just how powerful the thing is that God Almighty is our heavenly Father. Amen? And He's the Father of fathers. And we need to remember that. Hallelujah. And so, but we honor all of you today, and all of you that obviously couldn't be here, you may be watching this later, we honor you today as fathers, but we especially honor our Heavenly Father today in the name of Jesus. And I know there's some in our house that have never had a natural child, but they have their fathers. They're fathers in the house. You know, I've seen how kids run up to Marvin, you know, and all of that. So anyway, I'm just saying this is a beautiful thing. Jesus told His disciples, He said, if you've seen me, you've seen my Father.
That's right.
Very important. But He also said this. He said, if you earthly fathers know how to give good gifts, and He was pretty extreme. He said, none of your children would ask you for a scorpion, right? ask you for an egg and give you a scorpion. We may have some kids that ask for scorpions, but anyway, that's another story. A good father there would say, no, let's have an egg instead. No. But then Jesus said, how much more, everybody say that, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? That's why He's telling people, it's not hard to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Because Father's wanting you to, it's not hard to enter into the things of the kingdom. He gladly gives you the kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. It's His pleasure. Absolutely. He's a good, good Father, as we've been singing the last few years. Amen? And He's perfect in all of His ways. He's the Father of fathers. He gives us His Holy Spirit so that we can partake of His divine nature. So we can partake of Him. Amen? In fact, Paul wrote that we are one spirit with the Lord. We're seated with Jesus in heavenly places. You might go, hold it a minute. Am I here and He's in me? Or am I up there? Where am I? Yes. How about that? All of the above, because we're in the spirit with the Lord. Now, of all the aspects of a father, for me, I think of things like protection. Y'all help me out. We think of a father as a protector. He's a provider. A father is strength. Steadfastness. Amen. As a husband, the house band. Did you know that? He's the one that's supposed to be holding it all together, though I don't think my dad could do it without my mom. Amen. But you know what I say, but there's something that's special there. And I think the most important thing about fatherhood is covering. Not only for his wife, but for his family and for those who look to him. And as we were praying earlier, to be under the shadow. That's the image we get from Psalms, that we come up under the shadow of His wings. And it's a place of shelter before the God. But can I tell you that it's a responsibility.
Yes.
It's a responsibility. We have all seen that. It's the agape love of the Father that we all desire and we need in our lives. Now I want to take you to a passage that it may seem a little lengthy. I'm going to read 20-something verses to you, but I want you to get the flow of it. And you're familiar with it, but I just want you to notice, take note of how Jesus refers to all of this through the Father. And I want you to see that this morning. In John 14, we'll begin with verse 1. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are what? Many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. How many of you are looking forward to that? Amen. And you know the way where I'm going. Now Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? And Jesus said to him, come on everybody. I am the way and the truth and the life. What else does he say? And no one comes to the Father except through me. Amen? If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on you know him and have seen him. And Philip said, Lord, show us the Father and it's enough for us. And Jesus said to him, have I been so long with you and you've not come to know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own initiative, but the Father abiding in me does His what?
Works.
His works. Everything Jesus did was the works of the Father. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Believe me that I am what? In the Father, and the Father is in me. Otherwise, get this, believe because of the works themselves. That's why it's imperative for us to do the works. Because
right.
It reveals the Father. Amen?
Supernatural.
Amen. Because a lot of people won't believe our words, but they can't deny the power of God. Amen?
Right.
Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, come on, here's where the responsibility comes to us.
Yep.
We all, I'm looking around this room, I know all of you, I know you all believe in him, right?
On, yes.
Okay, well, look what it says. He who believes in me, the works that I do, by the way, whose works are they? The Father's works. He will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, so that the Father, get this now, may be glorified in the Son. Hallelujah. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Uh-oh. Responsibility. Amen. I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper. Now, we know that to be the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Amen. And He will be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see Him or know Him. But you guys know Him?
Yeah.
I added guys to that.
Yeah, we know Him.
In the South, we would have said, y'all know Him.
Yeah.
Because He abides with you and He will be in you. Come on. I will not leave you as orphans. If you've never underlined that in your Bible, you need to.
Come on now.
I will not leave you as orphans. There's no orphans in the kingdom. Amen?
Right.
I will what? Come to you. Now, for years I always thought that meant the second coming of Christ. And it's not at all. It's about the Holy Spirit
that's
coming
it.
To you.
Right.
You're not going to be alone. That's how He comes to us.
That's
amen?
Right.
He is coming again in a second advent. But
yeah.
This is speaking about, He's speaking to these guys 2,000 years ago saying,
yeah.
You're not orphans.
Yep.
Okay?
Amen.
And after a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. And in that day, you will know that I am where? In my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Now that's cool. He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. Everybody say agape. Come on. And I will love him and will disclose myself to him. Now Judas, now don't get mad at all these guys because they ask the questions we want answers to. Okay, all these guys that keep interrupting, you know. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, what then has happened that you're going to disclose yourself to us and not to the world? In other words, how's the world not going to see you? He wasn't getting it.
Yeah, right.
That this was going to be a spiritual thing. He wasn't getting it. And Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode in him. Your heart and my heart becomes his home.
Right.
Amen. Isn't that awesome? Think about it. The Father who's seated on the throne with Jesus, the Son of God, at His right hand. They actually dwell by the Spirit in our hearts.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to obey Him and walk in obedience
right.
and walk in holiness and purity
yeah.
when you really believe that.
Right. Amen.
Amen?
Yep.
Hallelujah. Jesus leads us to the Father because He's the only way. If we've seen Jesus, we've seen the Father. I didn't read further in that passage in Hebrews, but he goes on to say about Jesus that He is the exact representation of the Father's nature.
Yes, He is.
I love what Bill Johnson says. Jesus is perfect theology.
Yeah.
If you want to really know the heart of the Father, just look at Christ.
Yeah.
Look at the Son.
Yeah.
That's the way it works. Look at the Son.
Amen?
Amen. The Father is in Jesus. Jesus is in the Father. And the Father does His works in and through Jesus. And if we're in Jesus,
come on now.
He's going to do His works through us. Hallelujah.
Yes, He will.
It's time for many in the body of Christ, many sons and daughters, to get busy.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we're not orphans. Amen. The Father has come by the Holy Spirit, the Helper, the Spirit of adoption, the Spirit of truth. There's various names given just to describe the beautiful aspects of the Holy Spirit who comes to dwell within us. And we can know that we're His children. That's my favorite part.
Amen.
Where His Spirit testifies to my spirit
right.
that I am a child of God. How many of you love that?
Yeah.
You just know that nobody has to... Somebody can try to argue with me about the new birth and I'm being a child of God. You can argue with me till the cows come home.
Amen.
Because the Holy Spirit has already convinced me of that. Are you with me?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me tell you, we were at some little village on the Navajo Res. I can't remember where we were. And we went to this place to minister. And this is back when I had the big youth group. And we had all gone out in separate teams to different churches to minister. And I had a group of kids, and we went and we sat on the steps of this chapel because they didn't show up to open the door and let us in and have a meeting. Yeah. And I actually joked and said, I kid you not, this is true. I said, everything I've said is true so far today. I just want to... Let me clarify that. Truly, truly, yes.
To make us wonder what you
said. Well, what did you say before if it wasn't true? But I jokingly said, well, you know what? I'm going to stay here until the cows come home. We're supposed to be ministering tonight. And about the time that came out of my mouth, a cow was beside, and he mooed really loud.
Come on, Jesus. He's got a good sense of
humor. And all the kids just cracked up, you know. Some of the kids had never even seen a cow, much less heard one moo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And anyway, I got to keep moving, Rick. Everybody say, keep moving, Rick. Okay, all right. We can know that we're His children. Amen?
Yes,
it's the spirit of adoption. Glory be to God. Where the love of the Father has accepted us and enfolded us into His family. I love the whole thing about that. It's so important. So let me say this to you, everybody. Happy Father's Day.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Why don't you give some praise to Abba right now? Come on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're not orphans. We're not fatherless.
Thank you, Father.
We're the beloved of the Father. Hallelujah. You know, Malachi prophesied that Elijah would come before Jesus' first coming.
Yeah.
And then Jesus explained it, that actually it was John the Baptist, because he was in the spirit and power of Elijah. But we also know that that anointing will be on the body of Christ. It's the anointing of the Father that is anointing us in the Holy Spirit to prepare the way for the second coming of the Lord. It'll be upon the body of Christ, not any one man.
Yeah.
So it's a powerful prophecy. It's actually how the Old Testament scriptures end. With this, here's the thing. If it doesn't happen, wherever it doesn't happen, He smites the Lamb with a curse.
Yeah.
So it's important for us to understand how the need for this is important. Actually, the point of it is to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers. That's what that anointing does. Anybody want that? We need that upon the house. Amen? Hallelujah. And not only our natural children, though that's important, but our spiritual children.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Our spiritual sons and daughters. Yeah. And as we turn our hearts. I just believe we've got some kids we've never met.
Come on now.
But they're going to be like spiritual children to us.
Yeah.
But we've never even met them yet. But they're on their way to Father's house. Amen? They're on their way to the kingdom of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, when we were saved, the spirit of adoption came upon us. It testified to us that we're the children of God. Let me say this. The spirit of adoption is actually the very opposite of the orphan spirit, is it not?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it
it's
is.
The very opposite of the orphan. It's the opposite of a spirit of abandonment.
Yeah.
Right.
It's the spirit of adoption. It's the opposite, for sure, of the spirit of abortion, which chooses to reject and kill a life instead of embrace and raise up a life. Y'all see that? It's the difference between that. Now again, Malachi also warned that fatherlessness would bring a curse. And we see that. Fatherlessness, would you agree with me, is a major issue in our culture today.
Yes.
It's a major issue. Some of the stats, you've heard them before, but for example, kids without fathers are 4 times more likely to grow up in poverty. 2 times more likely to drop out of high school. It doesn't mean kids with fathers don't have some of these. It's just saying that the statistics are proven in the natural and in the spirit. It's not just, these are not church statistics. This is, you know, across the board. Girls without fathers are more likely to become pregnant as teens. Kids without fathers are much more likely to end up getting into trouble, where this leads to things like prison and being convicted of crimes and having behavioral issues. But let me say this to you. Kids without fathers are precious.
Right.
Y'all hear me? They are precious before God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Y'all agree with me? And they deserve better.
That's right.
So I just want to say that. But let me just say this to you. The church, the people of God, must fill the gap. Amen? We ought to be a safety net. Amen?
Amen.
For the fatherless children. Amen?
Yes.
And in our culture today, it's pandemic in its nature and how it's affected us. And on Father's Day, I just want to say to all of you, fathers do matter. You do matter. Amen. In the body of Christ and with, of course, your natural children. The good news of the kingdom is that all nations will come in, right?
Yes.
Men and women from every tribe and every tongue and every nation shall come under this canopy, the family of God, the house of God.
Yes.
And it's this exciting thing because we all have the same Father.
Yes.
Isn't that cool? Because it has nothing to do with this color.
Right.
Amen? Or this culture. It is everything to do with what's in my heart.
Right.
And we have the same daddy. When somebody says, who's your daddy? My daddy's your daddy.
Yeah.
Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody close your eyes. Close your eyes and allow your heart to imagine. I did this to, I think I may have did this on Father's Day last year. But I want you just to imagine a profile picture of the kingdom. Are you ready? Keep your eyes closed. After these things I looked and behold, a great multitude which no one could count from every nation and all tribes and peoples and tongues standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, and palm branches were in their hands, and they cried out with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Let's say that together. Salvation to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Do you see it? Do you see it? I'm serious. Can you see it? Hallelujah. You can open your eyes so you don't fall asleep on the last part of my message. I sincerely believe that when this becomes our vision, I really believe when it becomes our vision of what we're going for, why we assemble, why we gather as the family of God and partake of His heart. Amen?
Amen.
I believe, and when we begin to contend and to intercede, I believe that's what's going to release this glory that Jesus spoke of. Because see, the Father is actually called by Peter in his epistle. He calls him the majestic glory. And there's a glory that comes when the Father's well pleased.
Yeah.
And when we get this heart, amen? Now, how many of you know spiritual children could be 50 years old or 5 years old?
Yeah.
Amen.
They're new to the Lord and we bring, y'all getting this with me?
Yeah.
Yes, there's a ministry to children per se, you know, chronological age.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about children of God coming into the family of God. Are you with me? And we need to see that. Think about this. When you see the words nations, 99 times out of 100, it means ethnicities.
Yes.
It's not really speaking to governments.
Yeah.
It's speaking to ethnicities,
ethnic
groups.
Yeah.
Amen? Men and women from every tribe and tongue and nation. Of course, nations like America and cities especially are a melting pot of ethnicities.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So there's a tremendous harvest. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
There's a and the only way there can be unity is be of one family, of one Father.
Yeah.
Amen. It can't be done through social science.
Yeah.
Amen. It can only be done through faith in the one true God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are y'all with me?
Yes.
Here's what Jesus prayed. He said, Father, He was praying for us. You might say He's praying for the disciples, but He went in that prayer. He was praying for all who believed. Okay? That includes you and I. He said, Father, the glory you've given to me, He said, I've given to them.
Come on.
That they may be one.
Yes.
And here's what He described. As you are in me and I am in you, that they may be in us. That's our Lord's prayer.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I love this part. That the world may know that you sent me.
Yes.
And my favorite part. And love them just as you have loved me. Oh. Let that sink in.
Yeah.
That He loves you and He loves me.
Yeah.
He's as committed to you and me as He is to Jesus.
Yeah.
It's hard, isn't it?
Because
we think, well, I don't measure up for that kind of love. You never have been able to measure up for that love.
Right.
Hello, who are you fooling? You're fooling yourself.
Yeah.
It's all about grace, amen, and mercy.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. None of us could. It's just the goodness of God.
Yes.
I would have accepted if He said, you know, you're not Jesus, but I love you, boy.
Yeah.
I'd have taken that. Anybody with me?
Oh, yeah.
But He actually looks at us and loves us. Isn't that mind-blowing?
Come on.
It really is.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Let that sink in. Only His glory can accomplish this. Here's what I'm feeling right now is it's time for the church. I'm talking about Freedom Gate or any church. It's time to intently look and to listen to what the Spirit is saying in this hour.
Yes.
And I believe it's time to build the church, but I also think there's needing a lot of rebuilding to do, as I shared with you last week.
Yeah.
We got to prepare for the harvest. Amen?
Yeah.
We got to prepare for the children that are coming. We've had enough backsliding. We've had enough falling away. We've had enough people that pray a prayer, we slap them on the back, and they never get discipled. That's got to stop.
Yes. Yes.
Amen? Yes. We got to close the back door.
Yeah.
Like people come in the front door and go right out the back door, right back into the world. Yeah. Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
I'm not picking on you, and I'm not being critical. I guess I am. But we could use a little criticism in order to correct ourselves. But can I tell you, I shared with you the models that we see in the book of Acts of the church. And we could draw from each one of those in a powerful way. But how many of you know the first basis, foundational model is the family?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the family of God. Because
yeah,
when people get saved and come into the kingdom, they need to get connected to the family of God.
Yeah.
Amen? I mean, the numbers are out there. They don't do well without the body of Christ.
Right.
And I don't mean the religious body of Christ. I mean a true, sincere community of believers together. Amen?
Yeah.
We all got to work on that. But of course, much of the church needs to be rebuilt. How many, you know, how you want to see that tabernacle of David fully rebuilt?
Amen.
Amen? The worshiping priesthood of the Most High God, where the house of God becomes the gate of heaven. Amen?
Amen.
But also that, like the Jerusalem church, I like to call it the city set on a hill, where the whole region knew, if you want to get saved, healed, or delivered, go there.
Yes.
How many know the house of God ought to be known for that again? Amen? Hallelujah. But then we have that Antioch model, right? The apostolic, multicultural model of all nations worshiping together, getting equipped and being sent. Amen? Yeah, training ground. All of those models are perfect, and I believe they're coming together. But again, at the core of it is the house of the Father. That's at the core of it. That's what causes us to have koinonia, fellowship in the Spirit, because we're one spirit with the Lord together. I can't be one with you just because we agree on doctrine. My oneness with you is in the Spirit.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm convinced when we have the Father's heart, we're not only going to desire to reach the lost, but we're going to desire to see them become a part of and become connected to a spiritual family. Amen? That's something we have to do because we want to reach people, but we also want to make sure we connect people. Because Jesus said, remember what he said to Peter? Peter said, you are the Christ. You're the Son of the living God. You remember what he said? Peter, you didn't come about this through this natural knowledge, but my Father revealed this to you. Remember that? And then he said, I say, well, his name was Simon, meaning a reed, but I say unto you, you're a rock, Peter, Petros. And upon this rock, this revelation, that's what I'm going to build my church on. Amen? I'm going to build my church. Jesus is the cornerstone. And I'm going to build my church with living stones, people who believe, coming together to be the house of God. Hallelujah?
Amen.
He's building his church.
Yes, he is.
He's not building a religion, though. And that's where people get, I don't want anything to do with the church. Well, he's building the house, a family, yeah. And as sons of God, we really can have his heart. I believe that. We can have his heart. We can partake of his divine nature. I love what it says in Psalms. The Father says to the Son, ask of me, and I will give you the nations as your inheritance. But get this, you and I, through our faith in Jesus, are joint heirs with Him.
That's right.
I'm a son too. You're a son too, ladies. Yes. Ladies, you're a son too. And we could cry out and say, Father, give us the nations.
Give us the nations.
Give us the nations, Lord.
Give us them.
I actually pray. Kind of general, but I do. I ask the Lord, give us Hispanic people. Amen. Give us black people. Give us white people. Give us, you know, give us the gringos too, you know, whatever. Give us Asian people, you know, whatever.
Amen.
And, you know, even our little church is multicultural.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Give us
you Navajos got to agree with me. We got to get some Apaches in here. Come on. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Woo. Hallelujah. You know, a beautiful thing, and I want to honor my brother Fred because he had such a vision years ago. In the height of the charismatic movement, the church was really blowing and going. And we had this black couple join the church.
Yeah.
And I mean, they broke the barrier. You got to understand, there was no more of a segregated hour in the South, in a city in the South, than 11 o'clock on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Black church, white church. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's the way it was. And I can tell you this, we had breakthrough after breakthrough.
Do it again, God.
And breakthrough after breakthrough. And I can tell you, I remember standing on that platform leading worship, and that church was about 50-50, black and white, which reflected the city of Memphis.
Amen.
And then we also had some Hispanics, and now there's a lot more Hispanics in Memphis than there used to be when I was there. But my point is, I think the church ought to reflect the community.
That's right.
Amen?
Yeah.
It ought to reflect, because that's the harvest.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. We've even got, did you know we even have Indonesians in this church? We'll start having a rah-rah for the different people groups. But you know what? What did Paul write to the Corinthians? We no longer know each other according to the flesh.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
We see the diversity and we celebrate it.
Yeah. Come on now.
But how we know each other is in the Spirit. That's We're right. a new creation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not a white Christian. I am, but I'm not. Are you with me?
Yeah.
This time of year, I become kind of a red Christian.
Yeah.
Like a
yeah.
tomato, you know? Getting out the sun. Go to Matthew 9. I got to keep moving. Matthew 9, verse 35. Hallelujah. Jesus was going through all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the what? The kingdom. Healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. How many like the word every kind?
Every.
I like that. Hallelujah. Seeing the people, he felt compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. Well, whose heart was that?
That's the Father.
That was Daddy's heart. Amen.
Yeah.
That was Papa's heart.
Yeah.
And then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore, beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest. Now, keep reading the next verse in the beginning of chapter 10. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples, gave them authority over unclean spirits. To what?
Cast them out.
Cast them out, not to argue with them. And to heal every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. Hallelujah.
That's right.
He's asking us to arise and shine That's with right. his heart for the children of harvest. Amen?
Amen.
For the young and the old. And as we pray to the Lord of harvest, I want to partake of his fatherly nature.
Mm.
Don't you?
Yeah,
I want to deeply care and have compassion for those who are lost. Anybody with me?
Yeah.
And I think when that happens, we'll be like Isaiah. One moment, we're getting our lips cleansed with a hot coal from the altar.
Yeah.
And the next moment, we're saying, here am I, Lord.
Yes.
Send me. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's the Father's heart for the lost sheep.
Come on.
That's what Jesus is saying. Guys, there's plenty of harvest out here. So don't pray for harvest. Pray for workers.
Yes. Come on now.
Pray for some harvesters.
Yes.
Amen.
God.
Hallelujah. Is harvester a word? Is harvester a word? It is now. Hallelujah. In the kingdom of God. Isaiah 60, you know it, but let's read it a little deeper than we usually go. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise and shine, for your light. What's the next word? Has come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness will cover the earth and deep darkness the peoples. But the Lord will appear upon you. Amen? Are y'all seeing that? Nations. Everybody say nations.
Nations.
All ethnicities, tribes, and tongues. Amen? Will come to your light. And kings to the brightness of your rising. In other words, your awakening. Lift up your eyes round about and see. Sound familiar? They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons will come from afar, and your daughters will be carried in the arms. Then you will see, get this, and be radiant. I don't know about you.
Amen. Radiant.
But when you're looking forward to your kids or your grandkids, you're radiant. Aren't you? Like a papa. I'm just radiant to see my kids come over. Sometimes I'm radiant to see them go home too, but you know. After 5 hours, I'm kind of like, okay, papa's tired. But anyway. But notice this next part. I want you to see this. Now stay with me. And your heart will what? Thrill and rejoice because of what? The abundance of the sea will be turned to you and the wealth of nations will come to you.
Hallelujah.
I'm not talking about getting rich. I'm talking, how many know, with a great harvest, we need the Father's provision.
That's right.
Yeah.
We need the Father's provision to build the house of God, to develop what's got to be developed. Amen?
Yes.
And my daddy, if I'll go after what he's after, he'll take care of things.
Yes.
What did Jesus say? Seek first the kingdom, and all these things will be added unto you.
Amen.
But if you seek these things, that's where we get derailed from the Father's heart.
Yeah. Amen?
Hallelujah. I don't want a bigger building just to have a bigger building. I want a bigger building because my vision is a lot bigger than this little place. Are y'all with me? A lot bigger than this.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's why you enlarge your heart, but you also enlarge the place of your tent.
That's right.
You make room.
Yes.
And I believe we're going to see that. We're going to see where we don't just make the bills. And I thank God for his faithfulness. We always get through. We got through the pandemic. We got through everything. God's faithful.
Yeah.
I got paid.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. It's beyond that. There's an abundance
Amen.
For every good work.
Amen.
And that's the key. Is it a good work? If it's a good work, he'll bring the abundance for it.
Yeah.
Amen? And everything that's needed to do what God wants to do. Okay, look at Isaiah 49. Isaiah 49. I know we've looked at this again, but it goes so perfectly with this message. The children, verse 20. The children whom you were bereaved will yet say in your ears, the place, everybody say the place. Is too cramped for me. Hello?
Yeah.
Make room for me. When I read that a few weeks ago, I just pictured this room. Make room for me, what? That I may live there. Then you will say in your heart, get this now, I love this. Who has begotten these for me? Since I have been bereaved of my children and barren and exile and a wanderer, and who has reared these? Behold, I was left alone. From where did these come? How many of you know what God's going to do? This is a God thing.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
This is a God thing. Yes. Yeah, we have to work and cooperate with Holy Spirit, but it's a God thing.
Right.
When anybody gets saved and comes into the kingdom, it's a God thing. Say it's a God thing. Verse 22, thus says the Lord God, I love this. Behold, I will lift up my hand to the nations. I will set up my standard to the peoples. Y'all know that standard was the cross. Amen? The cross of Christ. I will lift up my standard, and they will bring your sons in their bosom, and your daughters will be carried on their shoulders. Hallelujah! What a picture of what God wants to do. But we got to get out of our cramped place.
That's right.
Amen? And make room for them. They want to live here. They want to come here. Hallelujah. I believe the Father raises His hand for harvest. Can I tell you though? When you understand, when you really study fathers and the blessing, it was always the Father would place the blessing
on
the child.
That's right.
He would impart that. And so not only will His provision be there, not only has He lifted the standard, His Son Jesus, as sacrifice for the sins of the whole world, which He said, what? If I be lifted up, I will draw all men into myself. That's really taken care of. Now, obviously, we're a witness to that. But can I tell you, there's something about His blessing and favor being on us.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yes.
And what He's called us to do. And that's what I want to believe for today. As we talk about, He's my Father. My Creator, my Savior, my Redeemer is my Father.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
And He loves me as deeply and as committed to me as He was to Jesus when Jesus walked in the earth. Amen?
Yes.
Isn't that awesome?
It's amazing.
And you just start to see that. It's just kind of like, I don't know about you, but I come from a wealthy house.
Amen.
A rich house.
Yes.
Amen?
That's
a
right.
blessing. Amen?
That's right.
From heavenly places where I've already been blessed with every spiritual
come
blessing.
On.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, a royal call, a royal priesthood.
Yes.
Thank be to God.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to close with Psalm 138. It's a psalm of favor, and then we're going to pray. Okay?
Yes.
Psalm 130. It's powerful. It's a psalm of thanksgiving for the Father's favor. And I want you to see it, and then we'll close. Psalm 138. Verse number 1. I will give you thanks with all my heart. I will sing praises to you before the gods, before the angels. I will bow down towards your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word, notice that, according to all your name. Notice that. You don't separate the power, the name, and the word. Because in the name is the meaning of the character, nature, and ways of God. And then we have the word, which is the truth. How many believe that? Never let anything in your life be magnified above the word and the name of Christ. Amen? And we see the same instruction for worship all through the Psalms. We're talking about the tabernacle of David, telling us to worship, and we should pay attention to that. Here's the reason why, real quick. When it says, when James quoted Amos 9 in the book of Acts in chapter 15, he quotes it as saying, I will rebuild the tabernacle of David so that, get this, not so you'll have great music in church, but it was so that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord. Some translations say the Gentiles, meaning the nations.
Yeah.
All the nations may seek the Lord. It does.
Yeah.
See, religious people would say, y'all need to calm that stuff
turn
down.
It up,
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
And God's saying, have you ever read the book of Revelation? Because God says, do it again.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Come on.
Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
Verse 3. On the day I called, you answered me. Hallelujah. You made me what?
Bold
with strength where?
In my soul.
We were praying about that, and Bill shared that word about the healing of the soul.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, when we call upon Him, He restores our very soul.
Yes.
That's right.
Here's the thing, and you know it's true. If you're strong in the area of your mind, your will, and your emotions, and you're steady, how many of you know you have a boldness? But if you're shaky, if you're on shaky ground in your emotions and you're dealing with stuff and you're not in that good place, how many of you know your boldness just goes out the window?
Yeah.
Timidity comes in.
Amen. Well, remember this too. We know this verse from the third epistle of John. Remember this? Yeah. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers.
Come on, God.
So look at that. Strength of soul, which is only be developed in your quiet time, in your time with God, in the Word, and in prayer, and in worship. God is doing something to your soul. Your spirit man's good to go.
Thank you, Lord.
That man, part of you that got born again, he's good to go. Amen. He's full throttle all the time. He said, I thought you'd never wake up. You know what I mean? He's like, chop, chop, let's go, soul. That's why David was always talking to his soul. Bless the Lord, soul. Amen. Let everything that's within me. He's even speaking to his body. Yeah. Worship the Lord. Amen. Wow. Hallelujah. I've had to do that.
Yeah.
We had all those multiple services at the church back in Memphis. Yeah. And I was the worship leader. I had to tell my body, get out there and worship the Lord.
Come on now.
You know, hallelujah. Find some strength. And I was younger then. Verse 4. All the kings of the earth will give you thanks, O Lord, when they have heard the words of your mouth. And they will sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Say that with me. Great is the glory of the Lord. Again, great is the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. David's Psalms are so prophetic. They're so prophetic. And I believe he saw that profile picture of the kingdom.
Yeah.
I believe he saw that. He said, man, not only are the nations coming, but kings are going to give glory to God. Hallelujah. Leaders. World leaders are going to give glory to God. Hallelujah. So when you're praying for leaders, whether you voted for them or not, when you pray for them and lift them up, that's really what we ought to be praying, is they'll come to a revelation of who Jesus is. Because it's going to happen, because Revelation says this, the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our God and King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know if I'll see it in my lifetime on the earth or not, but it's going to happen. So I'm going to pray that way. Amen? I'm not going to write off any nation.
Amen.
No matter how anti-Christian they are.
That's it.
I'm not going to write them off. Some of the biggest harvests right now are happening in nations that their government stands against God.
That's right.
And against the church and against Christianity.
Yeah.
Like China.
Yeah.
And like Iran.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Massive harvest of souls in the underground church. I tell you guys, God is on the move. That's and nations are coming in. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Verse 6. I wasn't going to preach this psalm, because I wanted to come to an ending and pray with you. But I promise, there's only a couple of verses left. Verse 6. For though the Lord is exalted, yet, please get this, He regards the lowly, but the haughty He knows from afar. What is our New Testament verse for that? Our God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Verse 7. Though I walk in the midst of trouble... How many of you wish that said, because I know God, I will never walk in any trouble? Come on. Wouldn't you love to have that, your verse? But you know what? If there's never any trouble, there's never any glory. Yeah, that's right. All you superhero fans.
Amen.
If there's no evil villain to smash, then how can you know the power of the superhero?
That's right.
Hallelujah. That's right. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will what? Come on.
Revive.
You will revive me. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of my enemies. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Listen to this in a passion. This is so cool. By your mighty power, I can walk through any devastation.
True.
And I would add, even a pandemic.
Come on now.
And you will keep me alive,
right.
Reviving me.
That's
the
right.
Power set me free. Your power set me free from the hatred of my enemies.
Come on. Freedom.
How many of you know there's just times you just say, Lord, set me free from the hatred. Because I want to be able to love them.
That's right.
I want to be able to bless them.
That's
amen.
Yeah.
I don't want to come in like spirit. I want to operate in the opposite spirit.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Because even in trouble, He will revive us.
Come on, revival.
Trouble sets us up for revival.
That's right.
There must be an awesome revival coming.
Oh.
Amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah. And we know what it says in Romans. These present sufferings aren't worthy to be compared to the glory that will be revealed. Hallelujah.
Come on, glory of God.
Just don't camp out. If you're going through hell, keep going.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Remember, Jesus doesn't hang out in the desert places. He's riding through the deserts. Hallelujah. And it's rebellion to dwell in a parched land. Hallelujah. But He'll stretch forth His hand. Vengeance is mine. says the Lord. You know, when you really get that, you really can learn to just be revived and enjoy God and know He's got this.
Yeah. Amen.
That was my word to you.
Yes.
2 months ago.
Yeah.
Irene, He's got this. He's got this. And I keep hearing that over and over. He's got this. But you've got to enter into His rest.
Yes.
Amen. Enter into His rest and know that He's got this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And let's let Him build us according to His way. And finally, verse 8. Everybody said amen. The Lord will accomplish what concerns me. Is that not powerful? The Lord will accomplish what concerns me. Your loving kindness, O Lord, is everlasting. Now, William, you're supposed to be from Michigan.
Yeah.
You just said get her done?
Get her done.
All right.
I didn't know what that
You're acting like a Tennessee boy.
I'm catching it.
Yeah, there you go. The impartation. Our Lord is everlasting. Do not forsake the work of your hands. Oh, I got to read the passion on that one. You keep every promise you've ever made to
That's
me.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Since your love for me is constant and endless,
yes, it is.
I ask you, Lord, finish every good thing
that
you've
Jesus.
Begun in me. Amen.
Amen.
That's the way to live. Amen. I don't question timing. I used to. Come on.
Yeah.
And I still do from time to time.
Come on now.
But I'm learning to not question His timing,
That's right.
but to trust. You know, I was born again, adopted by my Heavenly Father and your Heavenly Father 43 years ago. Gave my heart to the Lord in March of 78. And I've learned one thing. No matter what season of life you're in, we will always need reviving, refreshing, and renewal. Amen? We will always need that. How many of you know that's true? But even in trouble, He says, oh, I got one on the enemy. I'm just going to come revive you. You and I are just going to have a revival.
Come on now.
Amen.
Amen.
Where does He prepare a table for you? Where?
Presence.
In the presence of your enemies. Like, take that one, devil.
Yeah, you like that.
This is good stuff.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not having a famine here. The Lord's put His table right there. He's not intimidated. He's not intimidated by your trouble.
Come on.
He's already defeated it. Anybody want to finish well?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I want to finish well. I really do. I want to grow brighter and brighter to the noonday, as the Scripture says. And He has begun a good work in us will be faithful to complete it.
That's right.
Remember, He's the author, meaning He's the authorization of your faith.
Yeah, man.
And He is the finisher, the perfecter of your faith.
Yes, He
is. Hallelujah.
That's who He is.
He'll get the job done.
Yeah, He will.
If we don't grow weary and lose heart and back away and throw in the towel.
Hang on.
All He says is just keep believing and walk with me.
That's right.
I'm not going to let go of the visions and dreams.
No.
Are you?
No.
I'm not going to let them go. I'm not going to let them go. I'm not going to let go of the models that you see in the Word of God. God, this is what your church is going to look like. You come back for a glorious expression of this.
Amen.
And that's why I've been trying to get you to keep looking at that. I want to be the tabernacle. I want Freedom Gate to be a city set on a hill. Let's have a reputation. You need deliverance? You need to get over there to those crazy guys. Amen? Hallelujah. What a reputation. But also, where somebody might say, man, I just want to be equipped and trained and sent out. I thank God for these schools and ministries that are doing it. But you know what? The church should have already been doing it.
That's right.
I mean, the church in general should have already been doing it.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, God's going to do it. But let's be on this Father's Day, the Father's house. Because none of that holds together if we don't have family. And we don't have that commitment to one another. So I want to ask you again today to lift up your face to heaven. And would you just cry out, Abba, Father.
Abba.
There's a spirit of adoption. Even to be refreshed with the spirit of adoption right now.
Dad,
come on, just make it personal. Dad, cry out to Him. Come on,
Dad,
give it voice. Give it voice, everybody.
Yes.
Oh, I love you, Father.
Love you, Papa.
Oh, you're awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Lord, for enfolding me into your family. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Everybody pray with me. Everybody pray with me out loud.
Heavenly Father,
we come before you. In
Jesus'
mighty name.
Thank you
for saving us
by your grace.
Thank you, Jesus,
for sacrificing your life
as a ransom for us.
We are forever grateful.
And we declare that you, Lord Jesus, are our Lord,
and
you are Lord of all.
Build us
and rebuild us
as your church
that you are building
to
bring glory to the Father of us all. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Let me pray over you right now.
We need to pray for the interns, but they're having to take Shelly's baby to the NICU. He has
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, we prayed about it. Father, right now I ask, I pray over this dear family, and I pray this Father's Day.
Thank you, Lord.
We honor you, Lord.
Yes.
You just agree with me and pray. I'll pray, and you just agree with me. Come on, just join with me. But Lord, we especially want to, again, thank you for all the spiritual dads that are in this house. All the spiritual fathers that make up the house of God. We thank you, Lord. We see your spirit and heart in them, and we thank you for them. But again, Father, we're so grateful you adopted us. Search our hearts today, I pray, Lord. And remove from our hearts any part of the orphan spirit. I want to go for this right now. If you struggled with just feeling alone and abandoned as an orphan right now, I'm not even looking at you. I've got my eyes closed. But if that's you, would you just lift your face toward heaven right now? And just hold your hands out as though you're receiving something. Father, I break the power of the orphan spirit
Yes.
off of everyone in the sound of my voice, whether it be online or here today. I break the power of the spirit of abandonment. I break it in Jesus' name because it's not from you, Lord.
Amen.
I break the power of that fear and that anxiety
Yes.
and that apprehension about everything in my family. I break it now in Jesus' name. You foul Jezebel spirit, we uproot you from this house
Yes.
and from the hearts of men and women.
Yes.
We uproot you.
Yes.
We will not tolerate you
Amen.
In the family of God.
Jesus.
And Lord, today I pray where there's a vacancy now, that spirit being gone, we just breathe in. Just breathe His love in right now. We breathe in the spirit of adoption. The unfolding love and acceptance of the Father right now. You are not alone and you will never be alone. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Abba Father.
Yes.
Say it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Abba Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Abba Father, lift your hands to Him. Hallelujah. Abba Father, oh how I love you, how I love you. Hallelujah. Come on, sing.